When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Girls Overheard, the podcast that's like listening into our group chat. I'm Ash.
I'm Ailey.
And I'm Lauren. And as always, we have no idea where this chat is going to go.
Follow us on Instagram at Girls Overheard if you want to get involved. Right, so we've realised that quite a lot of you who listen to the podcast every week, because our numbers are just growing and growing, but lots of you are now actually following the podcast. I don't know if anyone knows that you can do this, but if you just go up to the top of our podcast itself, there's a little plus button on Apple, and you can hit the follow on Spotify. And it's good because anytime you're doing that, it's just boosting the podcast. It's very difficult actually to grow on here as much as we're growing through TikTok and Instagram and obviously the shows themselves and you guys spreading the word. One of the best ways you can help support the pod is simply by following it and giving us a review. So make sure you do that, because the more the pod grows and the more we can boost that, the better guests we can get on and we can do more shows. And obviously it just makes it a bit better for you guys listening. So go ahead and follow us and even just share this pod to your stories, share it to your group chats with your pals, and yeah, we'll love you forever. Cheers.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Girls Overheard. Happy Monday. How are you guys?
We've just spoken to a few of you over on
live
and live on TikTok.
Quite like that. That's the first time I've ever went on live.
Although,
what?
Are we going to discuss the last time?
What happened the last time?
The last time we went on live and we were recording.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's not the first time I've ever went on live. Yeah, last time we went on during confession sessions. Was it confession sessions last time?
I think it was. Mm-hmm. And one of you lovely girls who listens said, listen, love you guys to bits, but that was fucking chaos.
It was chaos because all the comments are coming in like a million miles an hour and you're trying to, it's very difficult. It doesn't work well with being live on the pod.
No, it's a separate thing. It's a separate thing. However, we do think that we should do that every week, don't you think?
Yeah.
Even when we're walking from like the car park over here and that kind of stuff, it would be good to go live just for like a wee 20 minutes. So see if you're looking to have a wee chat with us. Say about
10.
Quarter to 10-ish.
Yep.
Roughly then, 10 o'clock every Wednesday. Expect this to be live on TikTok for at least 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, okay. And we'll do a wee
pre-pod live.
How fun. Do you watch a lot of lives on TikTok?
Honestly, right, not on purpose. They just catch me. I'll be scrolling and then I'll see something and I go, what's that? And usually I have to say, right, that sounds so bad. I end up watching all of the TikTok Glasgow arguments.
Yeah.
When it's so
like,
bad.
It'll so be common. Split into like four.
You don't come on my live. Uh-huh. I'll come on your live. You come on to my social media. All that stuff and I'm watching it. It's like the Jeremy Kyle show.
Right in the middle.
I'm like, get the popcorn.
And they're all arguing about like different things that they're selling. What was the thing that the guy was selling? It was a massive, it was some kind of medicine.
Was it not tannin drops?
Yeah. That's what it was. And then the doctor was getting involved. The doctor from Scotland was
I feel like that is the more professional side of these arguments. I'm talking about the ones that's like, you said that you were going to phone the social work on me and I'm definitely getting my wings. But all that stuff, I'm like, can't scroll past.
I imagine that.
Also don't want to click on it.
Social work joined your live.
Also don't want to click and join it because then it'll come up saying your name has joined the live.
I'm always very ready to join somebody's live in case you're the first one. I want to be the first one that
can't leave.
Yeah, although, we're FaceTiming
here's
now.
The thing, right? So we were like, that's so weird. We have got gifts on it. I don't understand what gifts are on TikTok Live. Basically, people can send you like a wee heart or whatever and it counts towards like a financial thing. We got 5 cents.
I don't know. Yeah.
Don't spend it all at one go. However, I find that really confusing, but it does make sense now that people are doing that thing and it's like, when somebody gives them a rose or a heart or what's other things to do, like a sweet or whatever, and they go, thank you for the heart. Thank you for that. Rose, smells amazing. Thank you for
that's
the heart.
That's the weird. That's the weird.
Is that not a kink thing?
I think that is.
It's very where they
act,
strange.
They act like they're I don't even know
it's
what.
It's not
like
anime.
What do you call that though? No, it's not anime. It's kind of like Call of Duty. What do you call that? When you're like a...
An NPC.
An NPC, that's
yes,
it.
I've seen people say that.
Kink.
Uh-huh.
What the hell? Thank you for the heart. Smells fantastic.
Considering how niche you think that would be, there's quite a lot of them on TikTok.
And then some people do it together and then there's some people that are better than others and it's the, I don't know what they call it. It's like the NPC like rivalry.
They also do battles, live battles, yep. where people are then trying to get like
the most likes.
The most likes, but then if somebody sends you something that's like a lion that roars, it's like 500 quid or something uh-huh. like that. So they go on live for like 20 minutes and they get a fortune, these people with like a million viewers.
So
and then they
weird,
battle
eh?
Other people.
What, waiting for them to roar.
Yeah. I don't get it. It's a whole other world, but interesting.
It truly is.
Who would have known that we would have got to that point starting at like Facebook?
I know, explain
all
that
years ago.
Explain that to your ancestors.
I know.
We went from uploading albums to going live.
What about Mark Thorburn? Is that a second Thorburn?
I love him.
Thorburn putting us on his Wee Ha Ha compilation.
If you don't know what that is, basically just look up Mark Thorburn and he works in Tesco and he's hilarious.
I love that Tesco are cool with him posting, by the way.
Well, this is the thing. I thought a lot of his stuff tended to be that it was like COVID times. However, he joined, I think he got a job with Nando's recently. And then I think he quit it quite quickly afterwards.
What,
and he seems
not
to be back in Tesco.
Yeah, I thought he was in Tesco still.
But the original ask customer, do they want a bag? Ha ha. That thing was during COVID because they were wearing masks, remember?
Yeah. Do you guys or have you guys seen the Stanley Cup thing?
No.
So there's a girl who her car went on fire. I don't know what happened, but her full car was fucking melted black, right?
Wow.
And in her video, she's like, just have to check the Stanley's all right. And the Stanley's in the middle. It's still full of ice.
Oh, yes.
So
and Stanley responded to it saying, uh-huh. we're really sorry. We hope you're okay. It's terrible what's happened to you. And we want to say, like, it just shows you Stanleys are built for life. I know they're more expensive than the competitors, but they're mm-hmm. built for life. And what we want to do, we want to replace your Stanleys and we'll give you more Stanleys. And also we want to replace your car.
Uh-huh.
No bad, eh?
That's pretty good. I love when places just know the best thing to do. Like
it's
the
great
best
marketing for them.
The best marketing ever.
And to be honest, who's to say it wasn't a setup? You just never know. This week, what have you been up to? What have you been doing? I've been watching I'm a Celeb.
Yeah, switch.
Have you watched it, Lauren?
I haven't. Literally, I swear to God, I don't know where the time goes right now. No,
you
I've
need to
it.
You need to catch up because it's going to be a good one. We've got Nigel Farage.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Jamie Lynn Spears. Josie Gibson, who's always going to be a good one in any kind of reality
I
TV.
I love her. I want to be her best friend.
Yeah, same. Sam Thompson,
love
who also...
He's not getting enough airtime.
He's a puppy. He has a little Labrador. Happy... puppy that is just I just love him. He's such a nice guy. Him, who else is on it?
Fred
from again
First Dates,
such Marvin. I feel like this is going to be a pure iconic series.
It really
Marvin,
is.
Yep.
Then you've got the girl off of EastEnders.
Yeah,
Lola.
Who it took me blood ages to realize who she was. I was like, I know your face and I just
so
don't know.
Familiar. Then you've got the MasterChef girl Grace.
I don't know who she is.
I think that she is the woman, the glasses.
Aye.
Yeah.
She's older, isn't she?
She's
I mean, I just I don't know
funny.
Her like, before she's been.
She's got quite a good personality, I think.
Yeah.
She can buy and analyses everything.
And then we've got Nella. I don't know what the situation will be by next week, but right now things are not looking good for Nella because last night she was an absolute
cow.
Riot. She was a cow.
She was so mean to him. It's actually horrendous. Basically, if you didn't listen or you didn't watch it, the story goes, they're around the campfire, dinner's been made, and there's a conversation that takes place between several of them, including Fred from First Dates, who's French, right? Mm-hmm. And Nella, who is a YouTuber and she's on there. Now, he said something about eyesight and she said, do you not have good eyesight? And he said, no, I don't because I'm old, I'm getting old. And he said, how old are you? She said, I'm 26. And he said, oh, I'm 51. I could be your dad, in reference to the age thing.
Mm-hmm.
She then took the nip, not right away. She's went back and she's thought and she's slept on it and woke up raging because she said that was insensitive because the first conversation I had with him, I opened up about the fact that my parents had died. I've not got a mum and I've not got a dad because they both had passed away. Our dad died 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying that what he said was insensitive.
It's completely unrelated.
It was literally to do with age. And then uh-huh. the thing being, right, the thing that annoys me the most about that whole entire spiel is that he's went over and been like, why are you ignoring me? First of all, he said, do you want some breakfast, darling? He actually called her darling.
Mm-hmm.
He went, Nella, darling, do you want some breakfast? And she just dinged him.
He's such a kind guy.
He's just an older guy. And also, right, see if he has a similar age to like your dad, you would be really annoyed if somebody spoke to your dad like that. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, there's got to be to grown-ups like that.
It's so mean. So she ignored him, turned her back, and everyone's like, what's going on here? He went over and he went, are you ignoring me? What have I done wrong? Have I done something? And then she obviously said, you said that you're my dad or you could be my dad.
No Even though ever... you know my dad died, like,
what's that got to do? And he went, no, it felt really bad. He was like, no, it was just to do with the age. That's what I meant because of the age that I am, I'm old enough to be your dad. I'm not meaning I can be your dad. And she was like, don't little girl me with this conversation. You're trying to little girl me.
See, when she kept
going, what was that about?
She kept going like, stop, whatever it was she was saying. She was like, stop talking. Stop talking to me. Stop talking. She kept saying it over and over. And I was like, I actually.
Stop talking to me. Stop talking to me. Like that.
I would have went mental. I'm annoyed that nobody stuck up for him. Because...
But no one's seen the conversation. And that's the thing. Because it happened over at her bed.
Right. Okay.
And this is the whole point, right? She's so pressed about something that only him and her actually fully know what was said. Mm-hmm. And all of us viewing audiences.
Oh, God.
And they did do that thing. And I'm glad that they did it. They edited it in a way where it did a flashback. For any viewers that didn't know the full conversation and it showed you what happened, they're on Fred's side, 100%. They are.
So is that and Deck.
Because what did they say? They went, well, that was blown out of proportion. Yeah. And then Deck or one of them turned around and went, by a hurricane, mm-hmm. right? Or by a tornado or something like that. It was unbelievably nasty. And the other thing is, I think, see with things like that, see because you emotionally took something the wrong way, see if someone comes up and says, that is a complete surprise to me that you took it that way because my intention was this, you can't still argue with them. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Otherwise, you're just calling them a liar. Like, yeah. Why can you still get angry about somebody when they're literally saying, you've completely taken that out of context?
This is why I love shows
she
like
wanted
that,
to
though.
Be angry. That's a fact.
Yeah, she wants it airtime probably. See because they filmed that and showed everyone. It just makes her look like a dick and it pure reminds me of Roxanne. Do you remember Roxanne thingy?
That's what I was thinking of, yeah. Roxanne
and
palette.
She was like, well, you don't understand what happened. And if it wasn't for that clip being able to get shown, mm-hmm. she could have 100% twisted it mm-hmm. to make Ryan Thomas look like a monster. As exactly. If he battered her. Like the way she spoke was awful.
I know. It's unbelievable, but it's quite unfortunate, right? Because seeing like she gets voted out anytime soon, it's going to be a case of this happens so early in the competition or so early in the challenge, game, whatever you call it, right? That whenever she goes out, they may not refer back to it. It could be like yesterday's news.
No, I'm not having it. Never forget. I feel like they need to remember how she spoke to it. I feel like she'll get voted out because of it.
Really? I think so. Fred's a national treasure. Yeah. Everyone loves Fred.
Mm-hmm. He's our dad. He is the country's dad.
He's the country's dad.
People's princess equivalent.
He is. He's unbelievable. I really love him. I think
he's actually a wee bit handsome as well. I know it's a bit weird after saying that. But do you know what I love about him as well? It's the way that, you've not seen it Lord Knight, but see the way everyone was talking about how they met their other half, right? And he said that he was just walking down the street.
Oh, it was like a movie.
This woman was walking towards him and he was just thinking, she's really beautiful. And then she was looking at him and then he just stopped and was like, I really like you. Would you like to go for a drink tonight?
And that is a movie.
And then he said, you've
got beautiful eyes. You've got beautiful eyes.
Would you like to go for a drink?
Is she French?
No, I don't think so.
In my head, yes, but I don't know.
I don't think she was. Because he lives in the UK.
Yeah. And then now they've been married for like 9 years. No, they're getting married. They've been together 9 years and they're getting married next year.
Oh. Imagine, really though, in today's society, guys probably worry about doing that. Because everyone's on the side of
somebody's
don't approach
call
me.
Them a fucking Fred. I know.
Just leave women alone.
I'm just trying to walk down the street with my beautiful eyes. Don't come and tell me you like them.
These are not.
Don't
for you.
Assume that I drink alcohol.
That was see if Nella. See if some a guy came up to Nella and done that. I feel like that's what she would do. She'd get offended.
And see the other thing, right? So when you go on TikTok and you see that clip being like kind of discussed, right? Mm-hmm. The comments all are of a similar vein on her side that are like. She's obviously just grieving. Like, there is grieving and then there's making it everybody else's problem and being really mean about it.
You can be grieving and not be rude to everyone.
You can grieve and then sleep on it and wake up in the morning and have a totally different outset or mindset rather. But to still carry that on is you're no longer in the moment of rage. Do you know what I mean? You've calmed down by that point.
I'm actually so excited. I'm so happy that it's got interesting immediately though.
Me too.
Because it takes a lot.
Big Brother was rotten.
Yep. It takes a lot to really like pull you in the first few episodes. I loved it.
Oh, it's good, by the way. What about this, right? I seen this thing talking about TikTok and I think you're going to find it unbelievable. So this guy was like, right, I'm not telling you to do this and this is not something I'm recommending. However, it's not illegal. I seen a situation on, we're going to call it Twitter because we are millennials, right? But mm-hmm. it's called X now.
No, I don't think anybody calls it X.
Still Twitter, right?
That's embarrassing.
On X, ecstasy. Are you on X? That literally sounds like you're saying ecstasy.
I will let you finish your story, but that was the shittest name you could ever have come up with. That, see, if you were a 10-year-old coming up with a business, you'd call it X.
When did it change?
He never even really told anyone. It was about a few months ago.
There was no announcement. He just went on and it was called X.
Uh-huh, but it still says Twitter.
It looked like a virus.
It still says Twitter and a lot of things. He's not even updated at all. It's pure soft launch.
Soft launch.
Lazy well, launch, I would say.
Lazy kinda, launch on X.
It so. Almost seems like at 3 a.m. he's went, oh, maybe I should just call it X. And then he's went on Canva and he's like redone the stuff and he's tried uploading it. And then he's went, oh, actually.
Anyway, this guy on TikTok said that he's seen somebody on X who had put a post on and it was like, hi. Now, this person had like a reasonable following, right? Mm-hmm. As in, I don't know if it was like an influencer well-known, but it was somebody who had quite a few followers on Twitter. And basically she put a post on saying, my friend is too embarrassed to say this. However, she is a successful businesswoman, doesn't want a relationship, had so many failed, two failed marriages, whatever it was. However, she is, or was it two failed relationships, whatever it was. She's now in her early 30s at her prime. She wants to have a family, but does not want to go down the IVF route. She'd rather have a natural insemination,
mm-hmm.
which means you need
Check
to do
someone.
The, mm-hmm, she needs to do the deed herself.
Is that what we're calling it?
However,
these days?
Yeah, a natural insemination. That's what she wants.
Oh, I so, fucking hate this generation.
Right? She posts this saying, "Matt, here's my friend's details. Her, she is of, I don't know, Swedish descent. She is like 5'5". Her age is whatever. Her weight is this. We'll follow up with a photo that once she can decide what one she likes the best.
Yeah.
However, we're looking for a male sperm donor. You'll get paid £500, right? Whatever it was. Uh-huh. However, you may need to travel. Here are the list of requirements that she wants. She wants you to be like this tall, this weight, athletic, good diet, all this stuff, right? And then she wants you to basically tell her that you've got like a really good kind of health background check of all your family.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously guys thinking with their dicks and not their heads have went, I want to go and pump somebody for £500.
Yeah.
Right? They've thought this is an absolute dream come true. So like that, she'd put on a thing saying, if you want to be involved in this, send me a DM and we'll filter through them. I told her I would help kind of like, you know, categorize people. So all these DMs fly in. This particular tweet had something mental like 4.4 million views, right?
Right.
Shares galore. Saves galore's replies, retweets, all of that. Then obviously the ones that actually dropped into the DMs. Now see, even if it was like, of those 4 million, say there was like 2,000 people had said, I'm up for that.
Yeah,
I want to try it because I'm a fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
What they have then done is said, wrote back. First of all, she then released a picture of the friend and said, this is what she looks like. She was quite pretty, but not like in a way that you'd go, oh, she's just been taking that right off a photo, like stock website. Mm-hmm. She looked like a normal person. They've literally went on to like, Facebook or whatever and just pulled this random girl's picture and said, this is her here. She's willing to pay for your travel if you were to come and do the deed. And then you need to sign paperwork to say that you would never try and get in touch with the child, blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
This is a lot of like pressure on the guy as well. Like surely he's going to get stage fright when he turns up.
Wait for this. So the guy, being a pure idiot, goes on to the DM. Hi, I want to be considered for the shag. Send. And the girls come back and went, hi there, thanks for your interest. We're trying to work on a shortlist and we really don't want anyone that's going to waste time here. Can you please go on to 23andMe? You know that website that's like ancestry yeah. type thing? Can you go on to 23andMe and get a kit to test your DNA so we can definitely make sure
all
that
of
you're...
this for £500?
Right, but they're thinking they're going to spend a weekend with a really good girl as well, right?
Okay.
Right?
A weekend? I mean,
well,
it's a lot.
Well, she said it's going to be on her ovulation cycle and it'll be a few days that they'll have to spend time with her, right? This is where it's going. To make sure it's successful, and if it wasn't successful, there would then be a second time to turn up, Jesus. Right?
It's literally like you're getting your dog pumped.
Literally. So this girl was then sent a link and said, can you go to 23andMe, which is a legitimate website.
Mm-hmm.
You go on, you send your DNA across, they give you like the breakdown of like where you're from, your ancestry, your health record, all that based on your blood and your spit. So it's like, say for example, it's like, I don't know, £50 or £100 to get one of those tests done. It's not a massive amount of money to spend on something like that, right? They've sent the link over. They've went on and done it and said, send your results. Have emailed their results and they've come back the week later. See the girl who sent the initial message saying, get in touch, and has sent him the link to 23andMe.
Uh-huh.
It's been an affiliate link. And for every person who has bought the 23andMe kit, she's got $15 to $20 back.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
So she has probably made, no word of a lie, we actually worked it out based on the replies to the messages saying, please DM me, please DM me. It was like, say, for example, the addition of those people, right? Even if you took half of it, she would have made like $200,000. And it's not even a scam because all she said is, buy that. And he went, okay. And all they've done is go back and say, you weren't successful.
Oh, it's,
so did her pal want a baby?
There is no pal. It is a made up situation. a fictional friend.
That is actually so clever though.
Fucking genius.
And the guy was taking the risk anyway, so is it? And is he knew they were wrong.
And he knew there was 4.4 million chances, or yeah. sorry, 1 in 4.4 million chances that he would even get selected.
I thought you were going to say it came back and it was her dad or something like that.
Nah. Ew. They had made literally like probably 200,000 on affiliate links on 23andMe because they get a wee bung for every time someone uses their referral code.
That is brilliant. Good on you.
You've glistened. You've got to appreciate the hustle.
Yeah, how did they come up with this? They've sat one night and they've went, right, oh, did you know that you can do affiliate links on that? And then they've come up with that plan.
They've been like, 15, what can we do to get £15 a time?
Yeah.
Every time someone clicks and uses our link.
Clever.
Unbelievable, eh?
Yeah.
And do you know what? The guy at the end of the TikTok goes, that's the story. I'm not saying to do it, but it's not illegal.
Yeah. And he's also probably, the good bit about that is that none of the guys that were like victims of that are ever going to tell anyone because they're not going to be like, oh, I was kind of like auditioning to...
Yeah. I was auditioning to pump someone and be a dad.
Yeah, they've only lost 15 quid. So they're probably like, oh, I'll just take the hit. I won't tell anyone.
It's fine. It's unbelievable.
That's brilliant. What an entrepreneur. Go you.
Listen, see if you could apply that same like pizzazz into other aspects of your life. You could be so successful, eh?
I know. We're all just waiting on finding something like that, something that's going to win us a lot of money. Because there's so many wee things that you could do like that, they could earn you an absolute fortune. You just need to work out what they are.
It's even like the whole drop shipping thing. I mean, how many times have you sat on TikTok and someone's convinced you that you can buy toothbrushes for 50 pence each and sell them for 2 quid and be a millionaire in next month or whatever? Yeah. Like, how many have you got them saved on your TikTok? About a million of them.
Exactly. We'll be getting our DMs because we actually put a story on asking people to tell us their worst presents. And we had quite a lot of messages back in.
Elliot, you are a wee Scrooge. Have you got your tree up yet?
Not yet.
When's it going up?
Do you know the only reason why is I cannot go in that loft. I need to send Andy up the loft. It's full of spiders.
Don't be a shite bag.
See when I go up my loft, there's cobwebs everywhere. There's definitely spiders up there.
Because it's cold.
There's no smoke without fire. There is cobwebs everywhere. Then when you go up the ladders, I always just think, if I go into a state of fight or flight, right, I'm literally like absolutely ready to jump out of my skin. And I just think I'm going to fall down that hatch. See, if I see a spider, I will jump and I will fall.
See, in fairness, I'll fully recommend not going up the loft on your own. Because you're at the top of the stairs.
Do you not remember the last time?
I'd maybe make sure that you've got somebody in with you. My mum and dad just hate if I went up the loft on my own.
No, I would get Andy to just do it. I can't. See, the last time I went up, right? So we've got loads of shit up there. It's just like Aladdin's cave, right? So we had two huge big boards, which I don't even know what they were for. I think they might have been flooring boards that Andy had lifted, right? So it was like two boards together and I was trying to find something. See, when I slow and obviously pure on my nerves waiting for something to happen, a big spider to jump out, I lifted the board up and do you know what was in between the board? A Halloween decoration, a fucking massive bat was wedged between these two boards and I died.
Oh, sorry. The Halloween decoration was the bat?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought you went, there was a Halloween decoration and there was a fucking massive bat.
It was a big furry bat which was splatted between the two boards, which obviously... I honestly had to stare at it for ages to realise that's what it was.
But you didn't jump back there.
No, I did. I did. I was close. I could have went right down.
Did you do the... Ah!
The crescendo. So
also, do you know there was a bat? A bat actually fell out. You know the tiles in your school ceiling that kind of move, right? There was a wee tiny hole. And I remember being in class and I think I was in P6 and we got told like that there was bats apparently that had nested in the school roof, right? It's a pure Peppa Pig storyline, isn't it? In the school roof. And I remember sitting and then next minute this thing fell out of the sky, like literally it fell out of the ceiling.
No.
A bat fell on top of my friend next to me's book at school and then it started flying around the classroom and we had to get out as soon as, and then the whole school got evacuated because the bats had ended up, well, a couple of them had ended up in one of the classrooms.
And they have rabies.
And they have rabies. And also the other thing with that is, as well as...
they not bite?
Yeah. I think they can bite
you. And then you get rabies and then you die.
But so we had to literally, I mean, how dangerous is this, right? We had to leave the school. We all get picked up early. We get put in the assembly hall. We all had to leave. Do you know they can't move the bats because they're an endangered species? Oh. So we still went to school knowing fine well there was bats living in
so
the attic.
The bats just moved in and you just had to just
accept they were there, make sure that there was no way they could get in the actual school. Oh. How bad is that? Would that even pass now? And then my other school had asbestos.
It's not fair, is it?
I mean, see if I end up with health problems, we all know why.
Andy, when he was younger, had his window open in his bedroom, right, and was lying in his bed and it was nighttime and a bat flew in his room. again, that is one of my absolute fears now. I can't have my windows open at night time.
And how do they get it back out again?
I don't know.
Remember when I went home? Do you remember? Shoo, get out, bat! Do you know, I remember being, we were in our old house. We came back from my mum and dad's house one night. I think we'd actually all been together having dinner, Lauren. And we went back to our house and me and Fraser went upstairs and we'd left the window open a wee bit and a bird had got in and it was flying around, but shitting everywhere.
Yeah, we had that as well.
Panicky.
We had one that used to come in the loft. This is my mum's house. We used to come in the loft and then you'd just be sitting and then you would just hear the wings flapping and we called it like the bird. It was called the bird. We'd be like, the bird's back!
The bird!
At one point, my sister had to like message us when we were all out and she was like, the bird's out, and I'm like locked in the living room. She had to shut the door and she was too scared to go out. She was in there for ages waiting for us to come home and save her.
Oh my God.
To shoo the bird out.
To shoo the birds.
An owl flew into my room when I was on holiday once. I
mean, that's an endangered species.
That's a fucking bird of prey.
Oh shit.
And also, do you not remember the story?
In my head, it's just picked you up by like the nape of the neck.
But it's wee feet. It's taking you over to Hogwarts.
I absolutely shat myself. So.
Hello, Lauren. Welcome to Hogwarts. But see that, what?
Imagine that, was it? I've missed my chance.
Probably a wee moment. You missed your chance. Oh my God, you were meant to get your letter. What was I going to say there about the owl thing? That is terrifying because didn't you remember the story? Was it not like, correct me if you can remember the name of it. It was a Netflix documentary and it was a woman who was basically bludgeoned to death and they never knew how she died. Was it something like The Woman on the Stair?
I don't know.
It's a documentary. If you haven't watched it, I'm about to ruin it for you. So skip by 30 seconds if you don't want to hear this part. But basically this woman was like found dead and her husband walked in and was like, oh my God, she just said 2 seconds ago she was going downstairs for something. What the hell's happened? Somebody's come in and murdered her. Mm-hmm. Literally lying in a pool of her blood with marks all over her body. He then phoned the police. Police thought he was subject number one, so he got taken away. And turns out that there was an aviary, is that what you call it? Aviation's flights.
Aviary of birds?
Yes. An aviary expert. Uh-huh. Had come in and said, given the way that the marks are on her body, that is most likely an attack from an owl.
What? You died from an owl?
She died from an owl attack. They reckon that her back door has been open and an owl has got in, maybe because the time that she died was during like the kind of breeding season, like, or the kind of birthing season, and it's probably been feeling threatened when she's opened the back door. It's come in and it's fucking pecked her and scratched her to death.
I'm sorry, but everybody has just had a new fear unlocked.
Absolutely.
How mental is that?
Death by owl.
Is that, by the way, that's actually a very interesting documentary if you fancy something to watch.
You also
it's very
think
dark.
That's not been the first time that that's ever happened in the history of the world. So how many people have been jailed when it's actually been an owl that's done it?
Can you imagine anyone using that as an excuse? True. It wasn't me, it was the owl.
Could happen.
Probably I was just sitting there like, it wasn't me. It was him.
It was two. By the way, guys, go over to TikTok because we got a brand new look, baby.
By the way, 2 years ago today, we were all at the Thistle Shopping Centre.
Oh, cute.
With our tiny, tiny little children.
I know. They just got so much longer now, haven't they?
Uh-huh.
Their faces and all that.
Right, so we're asking, tell
us. You're not going to acknowledge what I just said. We got a brand new look.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry.
I said we got a brand new look.
We did. We're all red and pink now. And we've got a new wee thumbnail.
We have indeed.
A wee bit of an upgrade.
At this point, we won't. But we shall.
We shall.
By the time that's quite, we shall and we will.
Yeah, we've been practicing our little mix poses.
Have we told people about that though?
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, we revealed ourselves.
Basically, every time we design a thumbnail, every time we do it, we have to use Little Mix as us to design it.
It's
to know
the
where we're going.
Trio available.
Yeah.
Also, that's sad because Little Mix really isn't a trio.
I know.
A four.
I always search Little Mix minus Jesse.
That is so mean.
And that's the only time they were a trio was minus Jesse. So we just use them and we just have to look for different poses. Like, what if we had red tops? What if we had black tops? And then it's like Little Mix minus Jesse, black tops. And then we can put it all together. So, right, we asked for the worst Christmas presents you've ever had or received.
And if you think these are terrible in comparison to your own, then let us know. girlsoverhairpodcast@gmail.com.
Someone actually sent a picture in, right, which I need to show you because I couldn't work out what she'd meant. When is she? My boyfriend bought me a fucking wolf hat.
A wolf hat? What does that mean?
What would you think a wolf hat was?
What would you think a wolf hat is?
Like a hat in the shape of a wolf.
Or potentially a hat that's got, you know, like the wolf fleece jackets.
I love them.
I do love them too, but is that just a generation thing? I'm imagining that as a hat.
this was the serious gift. I'm going to put a photo of this on our stories.
Cozy.
It is literally like a balaclava with furry. It's a white husky faux fur hood with hat and paws
and ears.
Oh dear, the paws is too far.
It has big. It's got big furry ears and it's got paws.
Do you think he's into the fluffies?
Oh my god, he is.
Do you think he's into the, not fluffies?
I mean, furries. If she gets a litter box for her birthday or yep. her Christmas this year, then we know that.
See, the furries thing, is it a sexual orientation?
No, it's not. I don't think it is.
Is it an identity?
Do you know what? See, to some people, it probably is. See, in this day and age, I would say it's probably
in the 5 billion sexual orientations. Uh-huh. Furries is number 5.
She said, "I couldn't. It was awful. I couldn't even hide it. 100% sure you used to get these at the Christmas market. Still to this day, he says he thought I would have loved it.
In what way?
What did he think was going to happen?
The next step from that, if you fully accepted it with open arms, was going to be you were getting the furry butt plug.
Yep.
You were getting
with the tail.
With the tail. Oh. You were getting transformed. I mean, you can tell he likes the wolves.
Uh huh. He was trying to morph you into
his idea of
his little wolf.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's little wolf really today. His little wolf.
You can just imagine him being like, why don't you go and put that wee hat on?
Then bark at me.
get down on all fours and wear nothing else but your hat and paws.
My auntie gave me a mouse mat and a calculator. I don't even have a computer.
People
just gift things that they find, I think, a lot
mouse
of the time.
Mat?
Mm-hmm. A plastic travel bottle filled with tap water labelled holy water because I was at Catholic school.
Who gave her that?
What?
I don't know who gave her it. Somebody gave her a plastic travel bottle filled with tap water and they wrote holy water on it.
No, but you can get holy water from holy places.
Maybe. Or maybe he's just done it before he left because he thought, fuck.
Oh, I have forgot. A wee confession to make.
What?
I've drank holy water before.
Have you?
And I don't think you're meant to do that.
Is it not just tap water?
No.
What do they put in it?
See the wee bottles? There was something very satisfying. I was only young. It was a wee plastic bottle, but it was like in the... How did I even describe this, right? See if you imagined like a Christmas decoration, right? That was like the shape of a church and it had all the details as if it'd been made from a mould. Does that make sense?
Right. Uh-huh.
Imagine that clear now and it was flat, a flat wee bottle, like a wee flask thing, but it was shaped like a church. I'm sure it had like, was it maybe Jesus in a manger or something like that? And it was only small with a really light blue lid. Anyone who knows what I'm talking about is going to have a flashback right now because it's nostalgia and it had holy water in it and I remember opening it. And it was holy water from Lourdes, apparently. And I drank a bit.
So it's just basically just
not to show
more.
Off. Not to show off, just purely because I was like, well, that's tempting.
You made yourself really holy.
Made myself very holy.
I think it's just tap water.
It had a different taste to it. It certainly did.
What's a controversial one? Got my boyfriend a top with a Union Jack on it. He's a Celtic fan, but he still wears it and gets slagged. Rotten.
A top with a Celtic, with a
Union Jack on it.
So could that be like just a general top though?
Right, okay. I'm a neutral girl and even though I wear a lot of jewellery, it always tends to be plain, so I consider myself quite easy to shop for. It was our first Christmas together as a couple and my boyfriend told me that he was excited for me to open my gift and that he'd went out to a jeweller's with his best friend to pick something special. Christmas morning 2013, throwback, I opened it up and burst into tears. The present was lovely for your mum or your auntie. It was a single diamond flower-shaped necklace, stem and all. He phoned me excitedly and asked me if I liked it. Fair to say I burst into tears because I wouldn't wear it and felt so upset about hurting his feelings. We exchanged it together. The following Christmas, it was Christmas Eve and we were watching Gavin and Stacey, the one where Stacey gives Gav a picture signed by his favourite football player. I turned to my boyfriend and said, I don't understand why Gavin's excited about that. It's not even the guy's real signature. It's just photocopied. His eyes stayed fixed on the television screen and I knew immediately what I would be getting the next morning. Uh-oh. He laughed when he was giving it to me. We've been together 11 years and mutually decided that we should just pick from a pre-approved Christmas list. Oh, that's a shame. He must be like, right, I'm really gonna get, like, redeem myself from last year.
That is rotten.
Fucked it.
Do you know what, though? Is there anything worse than having had a present from somebody or like that due to get someone something and then they say they don't like, for example, I bet there's been loads of girls who have went, oh, I don't even want an air wrap, and boyfriends have been like, oh no, I've got them an air wrap, something like that, you know, something that's kind of like topical.
Yeah, I think, well, I remember when I was younger, I was always scared to say what I liked and what I didn't like. Like, see, my mum was like, oh, would you like one of them? I'd be too scared to say no in case you'd already got me it.
Yeah.
So I'd just be like, yeah, I like it. My friend got a cat's arse for Christmas one
year. No, right, I don't understand this one. Don't understand this one at all.
I had no idea this was a thing.
A cat's arse.
Remember when carrier bags were thin and not bags for life? It was to store all your spare bags. So you, oh my God, yes, I know exactly what this is. So you kind of stuffed the cat's arse with the handles and stored it under your sink. And it's like a wee circle and it's like a, all the plastic goes into the middle. Yeah, do you know what that is? And you just, why would, I've never heard of it called a cat's arse.
That is brilliant. Would you like a cat's arse? Guys, I'm not going to lie. I still feel like I'm on the boat.
Are you still dizzy?
I'm not dizzy. I just have a small rocking motion, almost similar to, remember when you had your baby initially and you'd do that swaying side to side? And then when you weren't with them, you still felt like you're swaying side to side.
Yep.
I have that feeling.
How weird. How was only Amsterdam? Only a dynamic.
Oh, I loved it. It was really good.
What?
Really good.
Did you go to anything?
Genuinely, no. I never went and smoked. Definitely not.
You stayed away from the drugs. Drugs are bad.
See, to be honest, right? I actually genuinely wanted a coffee, like an actual coffee. You try finding a coffee shop in Amsterdam that is not a weed shop. Oh my God.
But surely you can buy a coffee that's not like got weed
in
it.
But you walk in and you it's so, it's really.
And you hate that smell, don't you?
For me, it's BO. It smells like BO. So I walked into a place, I seen this one and we went down a wee alley to go to it. Like that should have been the first red flag. And I went to walk in and I was like, and they all just looked so relaxed. And I thought, you're not going to a flat white in here that
you
I'm going to like.
You guys are too relaxed.
Yeah. So eventually we found one on Dam Square. So see if you go to Amsterdam and you're looking for one that's just literally a coffee shop and not a smoking shop, then there's one on Dam Square called Naked.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. Naked. Amsterdam. And it's the number one coffee shop in Amsterdam.
Everyone in Amsterdam, or most people in Amsterdam, must be slightly high, surely, because of the fumes.
What, the past?
Yeah.
Passing fumes.
See if you go into a shop and all the shops smell like hash, like surely you're just getting a tiny little bit high.
No, because you're not allowed to smoke it on the streets. You have to be in a coffee shop.
But it's literally that makes it worse.
And you're not allowed to buy it off of street dealers either.
That's like saying you can't, if you smoke it in the open air, it's more likely to be diluted. If you can only smoke inside, then.
But everybody in those coffee shops is whacked out their face.
Yeah, so it'd be impossible to avoid.
And they're just so happy. They must and chill,
be,
though.
Yeah, there's it must no, be like the happiest no place issues. In the world.
Yeah, this is so not violent.
Yeah, nobody would ever argue because they're all
a bit
high.
I found really mad though. See the red light district, right? First of all, I was there in the afternoon, so it was very like tame from what I can imagine. It would have been like a lot of the blinds were closed.
Yeah.
Either that or they were very busy. No. Who knows? However, there was a few girls that were like obviously standing in the windows, whatever, like in underwear and stuff. You're first of all not even allowed to like, you're not allowed to take pictures. It's a €250 fine if you're caught trying to take pictures of the girls in the window. But not that you would be doing that anyway, but it's very much like people walk down that street because they live there. I seen a family leave one of the flats, get on their bikes, their baby was in like a wee carrier thing at the back, and she actually looked really cool, this girl. She had like a fur coat and all that on, like away in her lovely like nice bike, and I just thought, you guys think this is completely normal? It's so bizarre. Yeah. Even like small children just walking by as if it's completely normal.
Part of this, but
that's mental, isn't it?
What did you think of the Stroop waffles that you got?
I thought they were hard to eat.
Shite.
And expensive. But I like those wee waffle things though. You can get them in Lidl. And I like the Starbucks ones. Stroop waffles, you know, the wee mini bag you get. Or the bag of mini ones.
When we walked into that shop, we walked out because it actually smelled of shit.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, we did go back because we're greedy.
Oh no, mine was fine.
Stinking pure overpriced bucks. You get them everywhere.
Yeah, you do get them everywhere.
What about the mani kips or whatever they're called?
They were good.
Chips.
Although a small was a large. Like, yeah. Oh my God, the portion was mental. I got mine with peanut sauce.
Well, that sounds
That's the one that Chris was getting, the kind of satay sauce, basically. Yeah.
Amazing. Really nice. Very salty, I have to say.
Fucking stunning, though.
Very stunning. I do love a chip. Very underrated, by the way.
Same.
Chips are a fave. But yeah, overall, loved Amsterdam. Really enjoyed it. If you want to go and see, I've done a wee TikTok. And also, there's like, I worked with them. I worked with the cruise ship. So I did like a wee vlog so you can see what it was all about. But we should do it. We should go together.
I want to go. Absolutely want to go.
How was it sleeping on the boat?
Totally fine. You can definitely feel movement, by the way. Like, it's not a case of, like, you know, when you go on a big, massive cruise ship.
Yeah.
And it's like they say you can't even feel anything, right? The transport from... like Newcastle end to Amsterdam, see when you get the halfway point where you're halfway there and you're more heading toward Amsterdam, that bit's choppier, but the other part of the North Sea where you're more towards Newcastle is more still. So on the way there during the night, I woke up at like 3 a.m. because I actually felt my belly do like a roller coaster thing.
See, that worries me a wee bit.
But it's not in the way that it's like, because even like that, me and Fraser were going, this is so, it's weirdly relaxing. You feel like you're getting rocked a wee bit. It's quite nice.
Let's book it right after this.
I know, like all the other ones we've done.
Do you want to know my worst gift that I got?
Yes, mm-hmm. I do.
And I feel bad for saying it. But my dad always gets me practical gifts and he got me a flashlight 1 year. Not just any flashlight. Case. It also had a blue light.
A flashlight?
Yeah.
As in a torch?
Yes.
Wow.
Just for in what? Case.
For sailing.
Of course.
For being.
For safety, like last night when all the power went out. So I wasn't laughing then.
Uh-huh.
I was laughing, sorry. But you clicked it twice and it goes blue and basically you can see
everything.
Everything.
Oh my God, is it like one of those like bodily fluid detectors? Is that
like
what that
room
is?
Raiders?
Ah. Oh, what a turn the lights off, get the black light.
I know, horrific. I don't think I've had a really terrible gift apart from I had a boyfriend before that bought me a terrible gift, in fact.
What was it?
So I remember getting this present from a boy that I was seeing. Now, I would actually say that it was at the point where I was working, so I had like a decent amount of money to spend on presents because I had full disposable income from everything I earned. Like, mm-hmm. That's a fact, right? Just when you're younger. Anyway, I didn't have any outgoings at all, car, nothing. And I remember buying him like really good stuff. I got him like a tracksuit and a pair of trainers and like a good present.
Mm-hmm.
And he got me not only this bag, but it was a knockoff version of it, off of sand, and I can't remember what it said on it again. Oh my God. I think it just said Paul's.
I literally knew you were going to say a Paul's Boutique
bag.
It was a fake Paul's Boutique bag.
I'm sure it just said Paul on it or Paul's on it. It didn't say boutique.
Uh-huh.
And it was so, it smelled like fish, first of all.
I remember those bags.
And it was from a stall that I know was like his local town centre stall, right? And it was rank. It was the worst bag, and I had to pretend I liked it.
It's the fact that Paul's Boutique wasn't even expensive. Like, to buy the original bag probably would have been like, what, 25 40, quid or something?
40 quid max.
Yeah.
So you got me a fake Paul's Boutique bag that I know was probably about £15.
Aww.
And it was rotten.
Shite.
Of all the fake things you could get, and it's a Paul's Boutique one, that's not fair.
I had a kid on, I liked it. It was terrible. It was an awful experience.
The worst Christmas present I ever received was from my brother and his fiancée. I'd spent hours and hours knitting a big chunky blanket for them and bought all the yarn, give myself the ick with that word, about £100. Oh my God, 100 quid to make it all. And then I bought them some white company room spray. My brother knew that this is what I was doing for her, like as in for her sister-in-law. And they came in on Christmas Day with 5 Terry's chocolate orange in a Sainsbury's bag.
Five.
Now I love Terry's chocolate orange, but come on to fuck.
This silence is like telling me everything right now.
She's like, I've handmade you this big blanket.
And you just went to Tesco last night?
On the way here. That sounds like I went on the way. The fact they've not even done anything with them. Why, of all things, why would you buy 5 chocolate oranges? What, you would, surely if you're going to Sainsbury's, you can buy something better than that.
Yeah, exactly. I'd like them to walk me through the thought process on that one, because see, really, at what point do you go, we'll get that for your sister? Yeah. Just grab another few of them.
Uh-huh.
Let's just take it 5.
The rage you would feel also as a sister-in-law, because the brother's not warned her. Like, she's making you a blanket. She's putting all that effort in. You would need the warning to go, I'm going to get her something. If I know that she's making me something really good, I'm going to get her something really good as well.
Even then, would you take such a shite present?
Never.
Ever in your life? That is, do you know what that is? 5 Terry's chocolate oranges are, I'm coming around for a cup of tea.
I feel like this should be a warning for all guys. So this girl basically says that she got her present and it was a ring that didn't fit, and she went to take it back, and when she got the receipt she realised that he'd bought it the night before her birthday. It's a panic buy. Which
I don't think that's bad.
She wrote, when presents have no thought, I find it so hard to appreciate them regardless of the cost. I totally agree with that.
I hate the whole night before thing.
Yep. If I've went a night before and I spent 100 quid on you in a jeweller's, it's like, but you put no thought into it.
But what if he has and he's just not a time to go and get it? No. What if he ordered it and then had to go and collect it?
Especially with your birthday, you cannot be caught off guard with it. It's the same fucking date every year.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I feel like there's no excuses.
Biggest load of shite ever.
How?
Because it is. You know about kids' birthday parties and you'll go the day before and pick up a birthday present.
Yeah, but
boyfriend. I don't care about putting thoughts into a kid's present like that. If it's a school friend and all that, totally
boyfriend,
different.
Husband, whatever, or your girlfriend, you, you know when their birthday is, and you should start thinking about it a good month before and go, what am I going to get? Make sure I get something good.
I feel bad buying somebody something the day before their birthday if it's like a family member and I've got to give a gift receipt. I end up going, oh my God, they've seen that I bought that. I say their birthday's like the 25th and I've bought it on the 24th. I feel guilty giving them the gift receipt. I'll just keep the gift receipt. I feel terrible.
Yeah. I would as well.
Especially when it's like you can see the time on the receipt. It's like 4:30 p.m.
3 minutes before the shop shut. Like, you didn't even have time to pick a good thing.
Uh-huh.
You just grabbed something at the last minute.
I have to agree. I must admit. This is why Fraser probably likes to give me my presents ahead of time to prove they hasn't done it the night before.
But that, to me, that would be really nice. You're like, you're thinking about it. You're ready.
Right, here's a wee confession to finish on. Hello, just me with another absolutely mortifying story. I like the way that it starts.
I love that wee Adele intro. Hello.
Hello, it's just me with another mortifying story. At one of my little ones' clubs, I'm standing outside with a few of the other mums who I know through the club, but not really pally, one of the ones. Anyway, it's cold and windy, so I couldn't hear the best, and it doesn't help that one of the mums that talks with a shitey whisper voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guy. That's solely and exclusively for the guys, though, talking like that.
Yeah.
Whisper voice. We were just chatting away, and one of the mums said, really stressed out about childcare for next week. I naturally, like most, said, is everything all right? I can help. The other mum then says, it's just my mum. It's her angina. But fucking me doesn't hear properly, and I kind of look a bit awkward. But I know I need to reply. And I said, oh God, is it all right? If you don't mind me asking, what's wrong with her vagina?
Why would you ask that? Why would you ask that?
No. She then replies to me and says, no, not her vagina, her angina. Oh, I've never wanted the ground to swallow me up so much. I've literally just asked her about her old mum's vagina for fuck all.
See, even if that's what you thought you heard, that's your chance to go, all right, God, sorry to hear that. Don't repeat the word back.
But what's worse? What's worse, being corrected about it being the angina or walking away going, can I believe she just told me her mum's got a terrible vagina?
I'd rather walk away and go, why the fuck did she say that? Than to make it your embarrassing moment and go, how is her vagina?
You don't mind me asking. That's the bit I love. But don't mind me asking. Is everything all right with her vagina?
Oh no, that's awful.
That's awful. Oh, you poor soul.
I love any embarrassing moments are the best messages that we get.
Yeah.
I love that. It's my favourite thing ever.
It's the fact you're dying of cringe.
Uh-huh.
Sorry to laugh at your misfortune, but it's the best. But we're going to go and head over to confession sessions now. So if you want to go and listen to the rest of the confessions, dilemmas and embarrassing stories, then you can head over there, click the link in the description, and it'll unlock another episode every week.
Yep. Also, another wee heads up that if you're looking to come to a future show, they always get announced first on confession sessions.
This is true.
So stay tuned. If you want to come to a show, go and subscribe. We'll leave a little link below.
And I always feel a little bit more unfiltered over there for some reason. I feel like I can relax.
Right, we'll see you there.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.